Hi, this is Magic, bringing you an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to a member podcast reply to a member podcast reply. Just wanted to give you an idea of what I sound like when I'm not reading a script, and also take a moment to just express my admiration and appreciation for the work that Skeptic Overlord has done with regards to the podcast feature, and now podcast threads, where members can reply to one another, which is something I could have only dreamed of. And now we've got it. Anyone who wants to rebut my wild ideas can do so without having to, you know, go into a thread, and can do it in the same way I'm doing my podcasts, you know, actually get out there and testify, which is incredible. This is big. I'm sure anyone who's been following this whole podcast business at AboveTopSecret.com is aware that it really changes the entire tone of the discussion when you can hear what people are saying in their own voice. Instead of some disembodied stream of text coming at you with an emotionless, you know, kind of like with Zed's broadcast with the Cylons, you know, Colonial Vipers, what is your command? You know, we're not machines, we're human beings. And, you know, believe it or not, it can be hard, especially, you know, if you've been on the forums for years, it can be hard to remember that, hey, okay, we have different opinions on things, but you know what? We're still people, and we all have our reasons. Anyway, I just wanted to say this is an incredible feature. Also, if anyone's getting me wrong on this, I just want to make sure that nobody gets the mistaken impression that I am blaming the people of New Orleans for what's been happening there. We all take chances. You know, they took their chances. I live in a place where brush fires are a problem. We have earthquakes out here, and in the wintertime, we get some winds that are seriously bad. Not hurricane, but up there. And you know, I should do more to clear the brush around my place. Out here in the desert, it gets dry, and I thought I might get burned out this summer. I was seriously concerned about that. Don't think for a moment I haven't had nightmares about finding myself burned out with nothing but the clothes on my back. And a lot of people right now, 500,000 people, are finding themselves in that same situation. They don't, their houses, their homes are gone. You know, if anyone gets the impression that when I say the ultimate responsibility for the well-being of the people of New Orleans is their own, that I don't have sympathy for them, I'm just saying that's true of all of us. The truth of the matter is a lot of people relied on the government to protect them. And guess what? The government failed them. And you can point fingers at the government, but the bottom line is people got to take care of themselves. It's just the bottom line. Anyway, I could probably drone on for about 10 years, and people that know me know that. Probably better if I've got a script, because I have a hard time staying on topic if I don't have it stapled to my forehead. But I did just want to take advantage. This is my first reply to a podcast. I'm sure it won't be my last. And again, this is big. You know, it is another step closer. I'm not an advocate of global government by any means, but we're talking about a global society. And that's what we're doing here. We're bringing ourselves a little closer to each other. And in the process of doing so, maybe the need for a global government won't be there at all. Maybe we can just get along. I can dream. Anyway, until my next broadcast or podcast comes at you and starts spamming, just thought I would leave you with a little less formal of a message from me. And, you know, shout out to all my homies on Above Top Secret, Below Top Secret, and Politics at Above Top Secret, PTS. Hey, keep the faith out there, people. We're at the dawn of a new age. Take care.